That makes sense.
Somebody asked a question, do you guys believe that King James himself is saved? I don't know enough about him. I would say off the cuff, yes, probably he was saved based on what I've seen, but I don't know enough about him, and it's really not relevant to me. He was used by God. He wasn't even a translator of the text, but he was used by God to authorize it and get the ball rolling. And so, you know, hopefully, I hope as many people are in heaven as possible. I'd rather get there and have extra people there than, you know, like more than I thought, than less than I thought. So hopefully he's up there, right, man?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody asked a question. What's the difference between the Ben Asher and Ben Chaim Masoretic text Old Testaments? Here's the thing. You know, the difference in Hebrew texts is a nothing burger. Because, you know, the Hebrew text is, we talked about this a little earlier, it's pretty much settled. So the problem with the modern versions isn't that they're using the wrong Hebrew text. It's that they're not using the Hebrew text at all. It's that they'll go with a Greek text of the Old Testament in some places. So if we could just, if you could just get them to always use the Hebrew, you know, the difference between Ben Asher and Ben Chaim is not going to be, it's not like the New Testament where you have these dramatic differences between Greek texts. And by the way, let me just point this out too. People will try to claim like, oh, there's all these discrepancies between these editions of the Textus Receptus. You got to be careful with some of these stats that people will throw at you. Oh, 150 differences between these two editions of the Textus Receptus, because they'll count as a difference two words that are spelled differently, even if they're the same exact word. Hmm. If it's spelled different, or if you just swapped two words, like if you just change the word order and it doesn't change the meaning at all, they'll call that a difference. And some of the things people say are just stupid. Somebody today is like, oh, well, the King James Bible has been changed 100,000. There's over 100,000 changes since 1611. It's like, there's only 31,000 verses. Are you saying there's three changes for verse? These people are bizarre. Like every verse has three mistakes in it, according to them.
It's like Scott, 22,000 yeah. mistakes.
Yeah, 22,000 mistakes. So every three verses, you have two mistakes. So basically, Jesus wept. How many mistakes does Jesus wept have? Five? how many mistakes are in Genesis 1:1? You know, seven? These people are, it's insane. And thank God for the replica of the King James. These, you know, we got the museum quality replica in our church auditorium. Anybody can go compare it to their King James anytime they want and see that it says the same thing. Oh, but it's a different font. So maybe they can count that as 31,000 changes because the font. It's absurd.
Strong.
Yeah, and these differences in the Greek text, who cares how it's if a spelling is different or if a word order is different? Because in Greek, word order usually doesn't mean much because of it's inflected. So you can put, you know, what? Oh, Jesus Christ instead of Christ Jesus? That's different. That's what they'll say. Wow, so different.
That's deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you get into people who are like, well, which KJV, which TR? It's just, it becomes a really silly argument.